Who has the best barbecue in the area? All right, let's go to AML Jose. Jose, I know you like butt on sale. What is your favorite barbecue place?
Hey, Jose.
Yeah, I like some big butt, all right, too.
I heard that.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Juicy butt.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Hey, you're nasty. Hey, guys, when I'm not going to Game On for my barbecue, uh-huh. I get Dario's for my full pork barbecue sandwich.
Dario's?
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't know they had barbecue.
They have a good barbecue mm-hmm. sandwich?
Wow.
That's good to know.
That's
go to the drive-thru
food place, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's interesting.
People love Dario's around here. Well, mm-hmm. it's like a more local place.
And by the way, I don't know if we do have it or not. I just realized I probably will get a call saying
that's not
we do
a surprise at all.
We all do like different, like sometimes weekly menu
yeah.
stuff.
Well, I have no idea if we feature it.
Is the barbecue actually good, though?
He said he didn't even know if they have it.
Oh, I didn't know if you yeah. tried
they might,
it.
Yeah. It might be a staple in the restaurant. I don't know.
I know late night y'all were doing at first when you first opened. Yeah. You're figuring out you had barbecue sandwiches late night.
Ironically, that came in from the person that makes it, who doesn't eat it because he's a vegetarian's father.
Really?
Yeah, he's very good at it, but I still don't eat it. If I had to choose, though, I've eaten and tried it before, it would be the more the vinegar-based.
Mm-hmm. Mm. You like Stamey's, though, but you don't get barbecue there?
Oh, I do like Stamey's, yeah. Well, no, I've never had barbecue there.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Stamey's barbecue.
He's never had the barbecue.
No,
nope,
he goes there for the vegetables.
Mm-hmm. yes, not the hush puppies. Know that.
I do like Stamey's. There's one, and they have, I think, a couple locations. Richard's Barbecue.
Oh yeah, they in Winston.
And the one I went to was in, I get these confused. Is close to Stokes. Oh, Walkertown.
Mm-hmm.
And they have all the. They have like a million sauces, and they'll bring like 10 bottles to your table.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's good.
Is okay. Isn't Lexington here considered like the barbecue capital, or is it Kansas City? I can't remember.
It's Lexington style barbecue, and yes, they have the Lexington Barbecue Festival, which by the way. I've hosted twice.
Wow.
But I think it's like considered in the entire country like the best barbecue. Yeah.
I think they call themselves the barbecue capital
but
of the world.
Jared, you went to a Kansas City game and you said that because I looked up that and that's kind of surpassing North Carolina. Isn't the barbecue good?
I would rather be a homer, but man, the place I went to, Joe's, which when you did ask anyone mm-hmm. in Kansas City, they all said you got to go to the original Joe's, which is an old gas station turned into a restaurant. Holy crap, dude. Fantastic. And there's, there was 200 people in line at 11 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like that every day. But they roll. They roll you in and out. But it was so, because I was like, how good could it be? I'm like, okay.
Now you get it.
Yeah. And the prices were pretty good, too. Mm-hmm. But
that's
no.
How I feel about, I want to be a homer, too. And I do here, I love country barbecue.
Yeah.
But I haven't been to a lot of barbecue restaurants, so I would love to try more. But country barbecue.
It's good?
Yes. Very good.
It
and
is good.
They've got the crinkle fries.
Yes,
and I love some crinkle
I love
fries.
That.
Love a crinkle fry.
Mm-hmm.
But if I had to say best ever, Austin, Texas.
Yeah, they're up there too with their barbecue.
Brisket, Micklethwaite is the name of the place we went to. And it was delicious. It was like what are those? What's the kind of trailer we had outside for a while?
Bruce's?
No, yeah.
Airstreamer?
It's like an Airstreamer. It was like, it looked like they.
Oh, really?
Yes, you went up to an Airstream and they had this little picnic area and they were doing all the food prep outside and it was like.
Oh, fun.
Delicious.
I don't know why, but I know people have these big kitchens and stuff. Food trucks tend to have the best food.
Yes, I know.
If they can get it out quicker, sometimes that's the problem.
Well, their menu is limited, you know?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's like they do what they do really well.
Well, yeah, and that's good too because you don't have. Choice paralysis.
Yeah.
In line, you have 50 things to choose from. Like, I'll choose one of the three things.
And by the way, Jason, country barbecue has really good hush puppies.
Jason, that's the one by that big strip club. So you've been there, right?
Well, I think they have a couple right now.
They do.
They got a couple. Yeah. But he would know that one.
But the huge strip club and then little country barbecue next to it. This massive, like, over the top Vegas looking building and then boop.
Which makes you feel real weird when you're going in the morning to get your tenderloin biscuit. Yeah. You're like, oh, there's a lot of cars in that parking lot still.
They're still there.
Biscuits are the second worst food in the world.
Okay.
All right.
In
you are taking a dump on every single thing we're doing.
Those two foods are just awful.
So is alcohol. So who cares? Whatever.
But I like that a lot better.
I do too.
Yeah.
But.
Okay. I'm just saying. People enjoy what they enjoy. All right. Let's go. And so is vapes and Zins.
Yeah.
And,
I like those better.
Okay. Fine. Teach your own, right? Let's go to Corinne. Corinne, what's the best barbecue in the area?
John Brown's in King.
King.
John Brown's.
What do you get there?
They have like the they have the pulled pork barbecue, and then they do brisket and ribs, and they have it on their hot bar, like, every day. And then you can also order it off their menu, but it's, like, it's phenomenal. Highly recommend if you've never been.
Thank you.
All right, Corinne, thank
I
you.
I love ribs.
Me too.
I love ribs, but they're just so messy to eat.
Do you know, also, I think because we have a lot of North, like, the pulled pork, right, is our staple, but you couldn't find brisket for a very long time on North Carolina menus, and I feel like it's becoming more prevalent now.
Yeah, I've seen it more,
like,
for
more,
sure.
More brisket, more ribs being offered at the country. Do you find that too?
That is more of a Midwestern thing.
Yeah.
But okay. I appreciate it.
I will say that with ribs, I know you're going to look at me funny, but ribs can be made very well in a crock pot.
Because it becomes
fall off the bone, which is a lot easier to eat than off the smoker. I mean, smoker might have a little bit better taste.
Mm-hmm.
If you want tender, a crock pot is great.
Yeah. When it falls off the, when you pick up the ribs and it falls off the rib, you're like, wow.
The, if you want the smoke done. Flavor, smoke it for like 2 hours and then take it to the crock pot and let it finish.
Oh, that's a good idea. That's a
very good idea.
Or just go through the drive-thru somewhere.
You guys know that Matt like grills a lot, right?
Apparently so.
Yes, he does.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Grilling is the best, though, because that gives you an excuse to drink a beer at 6 o'clock in the morning. and then you just hang out all day drinking beers with your friends.
Yeah. And you have the best excuse. Can't leave the grill.
It's the only thing that gets me excited to wake up at 5 a.m. on a Saturday.
Yes. Got to put the butt on.
Yep.
Yeah. Got that cheap butt. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. When we did the cook-off, every time we do the grill-off, he brings like all sorts of accoutrements. And I'm like, what is that? And it's like some flamethrower that he brings from town.
Yeah, that's how you start the coals.
So I don't feel bad getting second place last year to Matt with the steaks, and Jason got dead last.
Okay, let's be clear that the first year I was number one by far.
Yeah, the first year I think it was... They said they didn't count.
It wasn't necessarily by far.
I don't think by far.
You and I were by far over Jared because Jared's was tartar.
Yeah, mine was
still moving.
Jared's was raw. Yeah.
Are we doing that again this year?
Yeah.
The Father's Day cook-off?
We are.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jason. I'm going to go back to the original year style. I changed it up a little bit.
Okay.
You went from first to last. It's okay.
Good luck.
We'll see what happens. Let's go to Angela. Last one real quick. What's your favorite barbecue?
My favorite barbecue is Bob's Barbecue Truck.
And where is that normally?
Well, just to be fair, my son owns the food truck and I work with him on it, but it is amazing.
Okay. Well,
I am very biased, obviously. Today and tomorrow we're actually set up in King, but we set up wherever in the triad we can be.
All right.
And
I do notice.
Because it's named after his children.
Oh, okay. That's nice.
I do notice that
everybody's
saying the best barbecue is in the most... More of the redneck areas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not to be offensive, but yes.
Well,
is that offensive?
No, not to me. I'm not a redneck.
I see no problem with it.
That's because the rednecks are the ones that have been cooking it since they were two.
Yes. Right.
So
they're the ones that had sweet tea in their bottles. Okay. That person makes heck of barbecue these days, okay?
You want some butt. So Bob's, what are the kids' names then?
Baylor, Oakland, and Brooks.
Okay.
That's sweet.
Those are not redneck names. Those are very white names.
Very cute
names. I like it.
Well, we're actually from up north, but we've lived here for 30 years. So.
Where are you from?
My son, from Maine, Jason.
Oh, good. You're a Patriots fan.
Yeah. Oh, of course. Yep. Of course.
What'd you say?
She goes, of course. Yeah.
What'd you say? Is up there?
Of course I am.
Patriots fan.
Oh, Patriots. Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, I should have known. All right, well, cool. Yep. Bob's Food Truck in King. Go support them.
Mm-hmm.
Or go to Jason's
please.
House. Because Jason wants to.
Oh, don't worry. Judy will be there.
Yeah. AML Judy. You say Jason Goodman, she's there.
She will, whether you invite her or not.
Yeah.
We love you, Judy.